Welcome back to Go Forth and Nerd. This is Jesse Bray, also known as Mr. Bray, and I'm your resident nerd. So today we are continuing our scary shorts during the month of October. Today's story is The Raven by Edgar Allan Poe, published in 1945. Let us begin. The Raven. Once upon a midnight dreary, while I pondered weak and weary, over many a quaint and curious volume of forgotten lore, while I nodded, nearly napping, suddenly there came a tapping, as some one gently rapping at my chamber door. "'Tis some visitor," I muttered, tapping at my chamber door. Only this and nothing more. Ah, distinctly I remember, it was in the bleak December, and each separate dying ember wrought its ghost upon the floor. Eagerly I wished the morrow, vainly I had sought to borrow. From my book's surcease of sorrow for the lost Lenore, for the rare and radiant maiden, whom the angels named Lenore, nameless here for evermore. And the silken, sad, uncertain rustling of each purple curtain thrilled me, filled me with the fantastic terrors never felt before. So that now, to still the beating of my heart, I stood repeating, some late visitor entreating entrance at my chamber door, this is it, and nothing more. Presently my soul grew stronger, hesitating then no longer, said, sir, I, or madam, truly your forgiveness I implore, but the fact is I was napping, and so gently you came rapping, and so faintly you came tapping at my chamber door, that I scarce was sure I heard you. Here I opened wide the door, darkness there and nothing more. Deep into that darkness peering, long I stood there wondering, fearing, doubting, dreaming dreams no mortal ever dared to dream before, but the silence was unbroken, and the stillness no token, and the only word there spoken was the whisper, Lenore. This I whispered, and an echo murmured back the word, Lenore. Merely this and nothing more. Back to the chamber turning, all my soul within me burning, soon again I heard a tapping somewhere louder than before. Surely, said I, surely, that is something at my window lattice. Let me see what there it is, and this mystery explore. Let my heart be still a moment, and this mystery explore. 'Tis the wind and nothing more. Open here I flung the shutter, when, with many a flirt and flutter, in there stepped a stately raven of the saints' days of yore. Not the least obeisance he, not a minute stopped or stayed, he, but the mien of lore or lady perched above my chamber door, perched upon a bust of Pallas just above my chamber door, perched and sat and nothing more. Then this ebony bird beguiling my sad fancy into smiling, by the grave and stern decor of the countenance it wore. Though my chest be shorn and shaven, thou, I said, art sure no craven, ghastly, grim, an ancient raven, wandering from the nightly shore, tell me what thy lordly name is on the night's Plutonian shore, quoth the raven, nevermore. Much I marveled with his ungainly fowl to hear discourse so plainly, though its answer little meaning, little relevance bore. For we cannot help agreeing that no living human being ever yet was blessed with seeing bird above his chamber door, bird or breast upon the sculpted bust above his chamber door, with such name as Nevermore. But the raven, sitting lonely on the placid bust, spoke only that one word, as if his soul in that one word he did outpour, nothing further than he uttered, not a feather than he fluttered, till I scarcely more than muttered, other friends have flown before, on the morrow he will leave me, as my hopes have flown before, then the bird said, nevermore. Startled at the stillness broken by reply so aptly spoken, doubtless, said I, what it utters, it its only stock and store, caught from unhappy master from unmerciful disaster, followed fast and followed faster, till his songs one burden bore, till the dirges of his hope that melancholy burden bore, of never, nevermore. But the raven still beguiling all my fancy into smiling, straight I wheeled a cushioned seat in front of bird and bust and door. Then upon the velvet sinking, I betook myself to linking fancy unto fancy, thinking that his ominous bird of yore, what this grim, ungainly, ghastly, gaunt, and ominous bird of yore meant in croaking nevermore. This I sat engaging in guessing, but no syllable expressing to the fowl whose fiery eyes now burned into my bosom's core. This and more I sat divining, with my head at ease reclining on the cushion's velvet lining that the lamplight gloated o'er. But whose velvet violet lining with the lamplight gloating o'er, she shall press, ah, nevermore. Then methought the air grew denser, perfumed from an unseen censer, swung by seraphims whose footfalls tinkled on the tufted floor. Wretched, I cried, thy God hath lent thee, by these angels he hath sent thee, respite, respite, and nepenthe, for thy memories of Lenore. Quaff, oh quaff this kind nepenthe, and forget this lost Lenore, quoth the raven, nevermore. Prophet, said I, thing of evil, prophet still, if bird or devil, whether temper sent or whether tempest toss, thee here ashore, desolate ye all undaunted, on this desert land enchanted, on this home by horror haunted, tell me truly, I implore, is there balm in Gilead? Tell me, I implore, quoth the raven, nevermore. Prophet, said I, thing of evil, prophet still, if bird of devil, by that heaven that bends above us, by that God he both adore, tell this soul with sorrow laden, if within the distant Aden, it shall clasp a rare and radiant maiden, whom the angels name Lenore, quoth the raven, nevermore. Be that word or sign in parting, bird or fiend, I shrieked upstaring, get thee back into the tempest and the night's Plutonian shore. Leave no black plume as a token of that lie thy soul has spoken. Leave my loneliness unbroken. Quit the bust above my door. Take thy beat from out my heart and take thy form from off your door, quoth the raven, nevermore. And the raven, never flitting, still is sitting on the pallid bust of Pallas, just above my chamber door, and his eyes have all the seeming of a demon that is dreaming, and the lamplight o'er him streaming throws his shadows on the floor, and my soul from out that shadow that lies floating on the floor shall be lifted nevermore. And that was The Raven, written by Edgar Allan Poe. I hope you enjoy listening to these spooky stories, and if there's any particular stories you'd like to hear or you'd like to share one of your own, please reach out to me at Jesse, J-E-S-S-E, at Mr. Bray, M-R-B-R-A-Y, and let's try to make October a little bit spookier. Thank you so much again for listening, and we hope you have a wonderful day, and remember to go forth and nerd.